Father, I thank you for allowing me to stand before your lovely children, Father. We've gathered here this morning to come to praise you and to worship you and to say thank you, how amazing you are in our life, oh Father. And this morning, we have reminded us how to fight our battles, Almighty God. That in the name of Jesus, anything the enemy has been throwing at us, Father, we can fight those battles when we praise you and give thanks to you. So this morning, Father, we're going to praise you. We're going to thank you because you're so amazing in our life. Some of us were not supposed to be here, but because of you, Father, we are still here. And because of you, Father, we are still enjoying your joy and happiness that you've given to us, Father. Welcome this morning, Holy Spirit, as you speak to us. I pray for everyone who have come this morning, Father, to hear your word, Father. Open the eyes of their heart, Father, to hear your word from you, Almighty God. I'm your instrument. Use me this morning. In the name of Jesus, Father, I pray and I believe. Amen. That this scripture I was supposed to say last week, and I keep ignoring it. I ignored the Holy Spirit last week. And let me just say, maybe someone wants to hear that. And this scripture, I think in Psalm 139, if I remember very clear, they say, you are fearfully and wonderfully made. That's for someone here. So I don't know who that is, because it keeps coming into my spirit. God say, you are fearfully and wonderfully made. When he created you, he had a plan and purpose for you. And that's how I can describe that scripture. You are fearfully and wonderfully made by God. He has a plan for you. Don't worry about other people, what they say about you or talks about you. But maybe this message is for you. Maybe you were not here last week and you're here today. And God just reminding me to say this scripture to the people, that you are fearfully and wonderfully made. And God himself, he created you in his own image. Hallelujah. Are you not glad to know that God lives inside of you for those who accept Christ? Amen? Amen. So I want to talk to you about worry. I don't know if I've shared this before, but it's so important for a believer today not to worry. And that's not my word, actually. It's also Jesus' words. Hallelujah. You'll find out in a few minutes. Worry, most of us at this point of time, we all worry about something in life. If you don't worry about your healthy, you're going to worry about your finances, money. We'll do that. All right? If you don't worry about your finances, you're going to worry about relationship, marriage, you name it. If you don't worry about your marriage, then you worry about your children. Then forget about the children. If you don't worry about your children, you worry about your past and your future. That's two worries. And not only that, there's another thing. You worry about what other people think about you. That's another worry. So I came to discover if I'm a believer of Jesus Christ. Now, I've lived my life. Sometimes when I come to preach, sometimes I worry. I do worry. But I've learned how to deal with my worries now, because I know who I serve now. Jesus is my Lord. Hallelujah. And you probably say to me that you don't know why I'm worried. You don't even know I'm worried, because there's a reason behind it. You don't know my circumstance. But I know the one who knows your circumstances, his name is Jehovah. Hallelujah. And now we're going to find out a bit more about him this morning. Amen. Now, if you open the book of Matthew chapter 6, that I said to you already. And I want to read from the verse 25. Okay. Do you have your Bible with you? If you don't have, you can. We don't have a PowerPoint. It says, therefore, I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or drink, or about your body, what you will wear. It is not the life more important than food, and the body more important than the clothes? Look at the birds of the air. They do not sow or reap or store away in barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not much more valuable than they? Of you, by worrying, can add any single hour to his life. And why do you worry about clothes? See how lilies of the field they grow. They do not labor or spin. Yet I tell you that not even Solomon in all his splendors was dressed like one of these. If that is how God clothes the grass of the field, which is here today and tomorrow is thrown into the fire, will he not much more clothe you, all of you little faith? So do not worry, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or what shall we wear? For the pagans, I love this place. You see, for the pagans run after all these things. For the pagans and other people, for those people who don't believe in Jesus Christ. All right. It says they run after all these things, and your heavenly Father knows that you need them. He knows that you need them. And it says, but seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all things will be given to you. Therefore, it's finishing off. It says, do not worry about your tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own. Glory to God. Jesus is making three statements to all of us. Do not worry. And then he repeats the same verse, say, do not worry again. And then he repeats the last verse, say, do not worry. Do not worry. Worry, for some Christian today, is imprisoning them. They live in bondage because of worry. Worry can ruin people's life. In fact, it's doing right now. People, they worry to the point it ruins their life. And one of the reasons why we worry all the time is because we listen to the wrong people. The moment we wake up, we listen to the news, which is wrong. We feed you the information, which is wrong, and you start worrying. And this, as a believer, the Bible says, God said himself, he not say, do not worry. And I was wondering, if God said to me that not to worry, it means he has given me the power within me, or he has empowered me not to worry. Or if it's not so, God has enabled, he will enable you not to worry. Because if I continue to worry, and his word, and he's telling me not to worry, then if I continue to worry, it means I'm not aligned with what? With the word of God. You'll have a very legitimate reason if you worry, if you don't have Jesus, your personal savior. That's one of them. The moment I accept Jesus as my Lord and my savior, that I have allowed him to control my life. That he is the one who controls every situation that is happening to me. So when I start to worry, it means Jesus is no longer in control. It's the Bible says the pagans run after those things. Now, if you worry about those things, it means you're not more different like the pagans, people, the people don't believe in Lord Jesus. In other words, the reason you keep worrying is because maybe you have not accepted Jesus as your personal savior. Maybe you have not learned that you need to trust him and to let it go and surrender to him and say, Lord, this I cannot handle myself, but I give it to you because you're the one who told me not to worry. Not to worry. Not me. Not to worry. Because now sometimes I do worry. I do worry a lot sometimes. And I'll show you 7 keys how to not to worry. I'm terrible when it comes to money. I used to worry about money. But God has been so good to me. And I thank God for that. Because sometimes I worry the money I've just spent. In fact, I'll go to a place and I spend the money more than what I can earn. Do you see? This was a little bit not wise, or not much wisdom. And then after you spend it, you start worrying about the money that you've already spent. And some worries, in fact, God, I'm worried too much about it. God revealed it to me that the reason you worry too much about it because your spending is wrong. So that's one thing God helped me about my finances, about my money in my life. That you worry too much about money because sometimes your priorities are not right. You're spending where we're not supposed to be spending. And that's one thing I said, Lord, I want you to help me to not worry about money. Because it's been one subject in my life. I'll go to work and I'll worry about money. I'll earn some money, I'll go and I'll spend it. And I'm spending, and again, I'm starting to worry about the money I've already spent it. And I say, I have to make a decision. Who is the Lord of my life? It's Jesus. Jesus is the master of my life, not money. No one can serve two masters, either money or Jesus. Now, that's my decision. I say, Lord, I want to make sure from now on, I don't want money to be a big part of my life. I want money. We want to spend money. But I don't want this thing to continue to torment me. Every morning when I wake up and worry, I need to pay that. I need to pay that bills. The moment you have the envelope comes in your house, you need to pay council tax and all that. I say, this is enough. I don't want to worry about money anymore. And I hand over to the Lord. Because I know the only way for me to overcome this is to hand over to Jesus. He knows my situation. He knows my need. Everything that I really want, he's already knowing. Hallelujah. And that's how one thing that I can put, this is my solution personal actually. So you can apply if you want in your own personal life, if you want to. Because sometimes when you worry too much and you don't know what to do, as a believer, as a Christian, I say, Lord, I'm going on my knees. And I say, help me to not worry more about money. And did you know how I overcome that? And I know that I've overcome about money. I said to Pamela, you can keep my bank card now. So she's holding it now. So whatever happened, if she keeps spending, then that's all right. That's okay then. Because if we spend all the money, we're all in trouble. So this is how I overcome my fear of money, my worries of money. Because I know if I don't let that, I will continue to worry about finance every single day. And that's not my portion. You have to remember, worry is not God's plan or God's will for you. God never created you to worry constantly. As a child of Most High God, God is the reason. Therefore, love you to worry. Satan likes you to worry because he knows the moment he makes you worry, you lose control of your life. That's how he loves it. And because you worry too much, the things about worry is what it causes in our life, which we don't really know. First of all, when you start to worry, you lose sleep at night. That's sure. We have all done that before. You lose sleep at night. Second, high blood pressure goes up. Before you know, you're stressed. Before you know, you're at the GP, you're asking for tablets. Before you know, you're taking tablets, treating something that you can just go on your knees and ask God to help you. Now you're in the prescription. You become addicted to it because you fail to go on your knees and acknowledge Jesus. You are the Lord of my life. And that's what it does. And the enemy, that's what he's looking for all of us. Satan loves you when you wake up in the morning, you worry. Satan loves you when he sees you panicking and everything. There's two different things. Let me try and explain to you. There's to be concerned and to be worried about. All right? To be concerned, let me give you an example. My car is broken down. I'm concerned. I'm not worried. I'm concerned. I need to repair. I need to fix it. Okay? I need to fix that. It's been concerning. But when I go to bed, which I used to do, if my car is broken down, I will think about it. And even to the point where I'll start to not lose sleep over a car. And I'm thinking, it's just a car. Now, this is not concerning. If you know that you worry too much, you will know, because when you start losing your sleep over something, then it's not concerning anymore. You don't want things to be right. It means you are worrying about that issue. Now, I learned from that point. I said, you know what? It's just a car. If there's something wrong with it, I will find the time to fix it. I will not lose sleep over it. Forget it. I'll find the money. If I cannot find the money, I'll use the public transport. And I give up. And I used to be worried so much if the car is broken down. And I'll be like, oh, I need to fix. I need to do this. My heart is pumping. I need to do the MOT. I need to do that. That's me. And eventually I say, this is not me. I am not the child of God. I not represent Jesus that I declare in my life. There's a difference sometimes you have to know. There's a difference between a believer and a follower of Jesus Christ. A believer is the one who accepts Jesus. Is going to heaven. A follower is the one who obeys the word. He lives the word of God says, and he wants to be more like him. You follow his teaching. Now, for me, I want to be a follower of Christ because I want to obey his word. And how do I do that? I apply daily in my life. That's how I become a follower. Not just a believer of the word of God. I need to be a follower of Jesus. In other words, I apply this word in every morning. I say, Lord, I feel worried today. Can you help me? Yesterday, I prayed this prayer. I was worried to come to preach. And I pray. And I knew because it's the enemy wants me to worry. So when I come up here, then I can just be all over the place. So I said, Jesus, I'm worried. You gave me the word, but I don't know where to start, where to begin. But I don't want to worry. And I pray. This morning when I woke up, I felt so peacefully. Such a peace. And I started praising the Lord and I started dancing. Why is it? Because I acknowledge the word of God say that God, just when you feel like you feel worried, the Bible said, do not worry. You're not supposed to be worried because you're the child of the Most High God. And it's not your portion for you to worry. And the more you worry, it means the enemy is taking your peace, your joy. Your day is ruined. Your life is miserable. I've been there before. We all been there before. And if you're not very careful, that is one of the enemy's tactics for taking your life away from you. Hallelujah. So if you don't worry about your finances, if you don't worry, you'll start worrying about your health. And this is one of them things. I remember my father was very sick and he passed away. The day I went to Africa to bury him, the voice was telling me, my father died with cancer. And that voice was telling me, you're going to have it. And I thought, No, in Jesus. The Bible, this is how good when you have Jesus, your personal Savior. The reason we worry too much is because we don't have the Word of God inside of us. If you have the Word of God and Jesus, your personal Savior, you will know how to respond every time when the enemy says something over your life. And guess what? The scripture came up to me and said, you are a new creation in Christ Jesus. Instantly, I start to declare that scripture. I declare I'm a new creation in Christ Jesus. He may be my biological father, but now I'm changed. Now my father is up in heaven. He's the one on this body. I'm a new creation in Christ Jesus. Everything about me, the blood, everything, I may have my father's DNA, but my DNA of Jesus Christ lives inside of me. And I declare that word over my life. Trust me, it was gone the next day. No more those thoughts. That's how I worry about my health then. And now, if I have a pain, some of us, the enemy is giving you worry because your parents or someone else had this kind of disease and he's telling you you're going to have it. And you have been living all your life believing what the enemy has been telling you, worrying your life, not experience the goodness of God because you worry because your grandma had that disease, your grandfather had that disease, and you're taking it on board. And you say, you know what? My father had it. He had a heart attack. He had a stroke. And you're declaring it. Where is Jesus in your life? Where this God you declare that he's the Lord of your life, is your personal Savior? What his word talks about healthy? He said, by his stripes you are healed. Why don't you just say those words? Why don't you just say those words and apply it in your daily walk with him? Because it is by faith, my dear, you receive the result. And what pleases God is faith, nothing else. So if you're continuing to listening to those negativity people who talks about you because your grandfather had diabetes and that one he had diabetes and you're going to have your uncle had some as well, you're going to have it. Guess what? You accept that. It's the enemy because you're listening to the wrong people and wrong people that have so much power over your life instead of Jesus. And guess what? You believe in that. And now your health is ruined because you accept what other people tells you and not the word of God. This is our book. This is where God wants you to live your life. So your health is ruined because you don't want to really declare the truth about yourself, who you are in Christ Jesus. And if it's not your health, it's not your finances, now you're going to start worrying about your children. Yes, indeed. I do worry about my children sometimes. I remember my son Joshua, he came from school one day. He was, I don't know what's happened to him, and he was down and everything. I think it was year one or year two. And we start talking to Pamela, and I start to worry a bit. It was more concerning, but this time it was more worrying. You know about school things. I don't want to go into details. And then all night I lost sleep. You sleep and you wonder, is he going to cope and everything? No, don't think he's going to cope. But I worry all day. So the next day I went to pick him up from school. So when I go to pick him up from school, he always come early, 5 minutes, 10 minutes early, I think 5 minutes early before his brother. And I saw him playing with the guy, the kid that we were fighting with. The day before, they're playing. No worry in life. And here I go, I lost my good, valuable sleep with these two people who've been, this morning, they're talking together. Now I've lost my sleep last night. And I say, what is this? This guy, he just reported to me, they're no friend anymore. And now I lost my sleep last night because of them. It is important. And I thought, whoa, no more of this. Because they're too young. And I'm not always going to be there for them. It is my job as a father is to go on my knees and pray for them. Remember, they live. When I used to growing up, my toy used to be mud. I put mud on my. That's my toy. In today's age, they use WhatsApp and all that kind of gadget. That's how they use it. So I have to find a way how to balance how I raise my kids. Now I have to allow them to go on Facebook sometime or WhatsApp or a few or use the internet, whatever it is. But I have to be very careful. Now. I need my job now. If they're not out of my sight, what am I going to do? Pray for them. That is my job. If I'm continuing to worry about my children, I am not going to be there all the time for them. And it's not my job for me to be there all for them all the time. My job is for me. Now I know who I serve. I can go on my knees and I pray over them. So sometimes the enemy can plan something, but because you are praying a father, mother, something can never happen to because you know how to intercede for them. And that's the job of the Father as a believer because you know the truth. So whatever they do outside the school,
I will be concerned. Don't get me wrong. I'm going to be concerned. But I'm not going to worry too much the way I used to worry. Because they are my boys. I love them very much dearly. But I'm not going to be there for them every minute, every second of their life. They will face challenges. They will face troubles in life. But my job, when they call me, what they say is, I will have to go on my knees and I pray for them. Lord, help them. I cannot do this. And sometimes I pray in front of them to see that even Father, my daddy, is going to solution of these issues. Because by doing so, they know there's a one who's so powerful, who's so greater, who can intervene in their own personal life. I do it. I go on my knees and they see me praying. I do it on purpose. And I say to them, Jesus is the Lord. I want you to know Jesus, he's the one who can defend you. Jesus, who can fight for your battle. Jesus can fight you for anything. I may not be there, but I know Christ, who is great, who is so powerful, who had a plan for you. He's saying his word. He's saying, listen, before even your mother conceived you, who am I to say anything? He already knew him. Children are a blessing to us and not a curse. So I'm not going to live my life worrying. That is a curse, isn't it? Worrying about my children, what is going to happen to them when I take them to school? No, they are a blessing to me. So I said, Lord, you gave me these children, and I thank you. But I don't want to live my life worried about them, because they are a blessing to me. And I leave it there, and I carry on with life. Because if you don't do that, tell you what, the enemy, he'll continue to torment. And when he finishes with your finances, with your health, with your children, guess what next? He'll start telling about other people that think about you. You know, all I normally say is sometimes, you know, one thing is the enemy is so clever. He's telling, they are thinking about you. You worry about their thought. Let me tell you one thing. I tell the enemy, they also worry about my thought. That's how I respond to them. That's the solution for them. This is how I deal with my worries. This is how I speak back to them. Because if you don't have a clear plan when you start to worry, when you start to experience worry, the enemy is going to win all the time. You have to make a clear decision. You know what? Money, you're never going to control me. My children, Lord, I pray for them. You give me wisdom, give me understanding how to deal with it. Hallelujah. When it comes to people, I don't worry about them because I'm doing my very best to be like you, Jesus. So I don't know why they worry about me. They're not trying to be like you. So you help me. Just tell them I'm trying to be like you, Jesus. Is there anything for me to be like you, Jesus? No. So let me carry on with my life. And that's how you respond to worry, because otherwise your life, all your life, you're going to be in prison with worry. And that's how you overcome your worries, because when you apply the word of God in your life, hallelujah, people, they will always talk about us. People, they will always have something to talk about you. And then you start worrying about your future, and you start worrying about your past. Trust me, say, today he's got enough trouble with his own. That's what Jesus said. Right now, there's got so much trouble with its own. Why worry about tomorrow? Because if no one can tell about tomorrow, why you worry about tomorrow if you're not even there yet? Hallelujah. And Jesus turned to remind of us, he has given us the power. He has given you and me the authority how to stop worrying. Hallelujah. It is word. He said, do not worry. Are you going to apply that? Are you going to allow that the enemy to torment you? Or are you going to make a decision, say, from this day forward, I'm not going to worry anymore. I'm going to list a few things here. So 7 reasons for not worrying. Now, you can write down if you want to. You can listen, whatever you want to do. But just take 1 or 2. It might help you. Hallelujah. Number 1. The same God who created life in you can be trusted with the details of your life. Hallelujah. Hand over to him. He created that life to you. Hallelujah. Trust him. Every detail about us, he knows it. We sang it a few minutes ago. I surrender all. I'm all yours. I'm all yours. And sometimes the Christian, we don't want to say, I'm all yours, but it comes from here. But our heart is too far from him. We can speak it, but it's not from here, Lord. I don't want to surrender. Oh, I surrender to you all, Lord, but not from here. As a man thinking his heart, so he become. So you surrender all. You say, I'm surrendering to you, Lord Jesus. You give it to him. Say, the same God who created life in you can be trusted with details of your life. That's the number 1. The reason for not to worry. Number 2. Worrying about the future hampers your effort. Drain you. It takes energy out of you. You cannot concentrate enough. The moment you start to worry, you cannot be productive because you're worrying too much. You worry about that, then it hampers about your future effort. Everything is that's the problem about worrying too much. Number three, worrying is more harmful than helpful. Or healthy. I just mentioned to you. You're healthy. You're putting your health in danger. If it's not high blood pressure, before we know, we have stroke. Before you know, you got something else. And then you are in tablets every week. I'm not saying tablets are not bad. They're bad for you. But I want you to, before you go and ask for tablets from your GP, why don't you just go on your knees and ask help from him? Hallelujah. God does not ignore those who depend on him. God will not ignore you. This is how much he loves you. The blood on the cross revealed so much about you. This is how much I'll go to the length for you to be mine. So every time when you think that God does not know about you, all you have to remember, God said, God does not ignore you. He shall never sleep or even slumber. And the moment you open your mouth, he said, I'm there to listen to your prayers. He will never ignore you because it was his plan for him to create you. It was his image that he created you. That's why you're here, not because you wanted to be here. If I ask you, most of you, where you wanted to be born, probably something, I want to be born in this country, that country. But he had no choice about you of the matter. But he created where you are in this country for a reason, for a purpose. So God does not ignore those who depend on him. And I want to be that person who depend on God, not any human being. Hallelujah. If you once start worrying, trust me, depend on God. God, he will never ignore you. He loves you so much. He say he will leave the 99 and come for you. Hallelujah. And he will do it again just for you. Don't you see that's so powerful? To know you are serving the God who is such so powerful. Say, you know what? I will still come and die for you on the cross. Because that's how much I value our relationship. That much I love you so much. This I will do it again. He will never ignore you. For those who depend on him, he will never ignore them. Hallelujah. It's so awesome to know that. But the enemy does not want you to know that. And because we don't go and read our word and we don't want to be the follower, we don't know that God will never leave you. Forsake you. Once you discover that God will never leave you or forsake you, you will just declare that all the time. Hallelujah. Worry shows lack of faith and understanding of God. When you worry, it shows lack of faith and understanding of God. Get back into the Word of God. If you find yourself you worry too much, get the Scripture. Let me tell you one thing. The Word of God is alive. Hallelujah. Is sharper than two-edged sword that it can penetrate any bone marrows. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. When you take the word of God, it doesn't matter what kind of word, and you declare over your own life, there's going to be change and transformation. I'm proof of it. Hallelujah. I am proof of it because I know when I speak this word, it is his word. He commanded me to obey it and to listen to his word and to follow it. Because of lack of faith and understanding of God, that's why sometimes you worry too much. And how do you do that? You go back to the Word and just get the Scripture and apply it. Don't be just a believer. Be a follower. I encourage you. Living one day at a time keeps us from being consumed with worry. Jesus said, there's so much going on in this life, at this point of your life. Don't worry about tomorrow. Worry about today. Hallelujah. And sometimes, you know what? How I remind myself when I worry too much, when enemy trying to make me worry in any situation, I remind myself about the testimony, what God has done in my life. That's how most of the time I overcome my worries. I say to myself, oh, I remember that time when God, you protect me. I remember that time when God, you provide money when I didn't have no money. I remember that time when for 8 months, I was jobless. And you, God, you continued providing. There was a time I didn't have a job for 8 months. And guess what? There was this lady. We didn't have money. Me and my wife, we didn't have money at all. And this lady came from nowhere. He knocked at the door and he gave us shopping, £100.50 shopping. Full of food. What I did, I didn't have the money. And I asked, Lord, help me. I don't know what to do. We had £40 in my account. That's all the money I had in the account. And guess what? This woman, we never spoke to her. We know she's our friend, but she just came to our house, full of shopping, opened the door, she's there.
everything that we wanted, all there. Hallelujah. Do you know why? Because when you learn that, when you learn how to live one day at a time, God cannot bring you that far to make you people laugh at you. Nah. So when I decided to save him, I know even when people are laughing at you, God said, I'll be with you. And I believe that. He never put me to shame at all. And he provided food for me. That woman, she's still there, but we're not friends anymore. We talk now and then, but who talked to her? Only God spoke to her. He knew there was a need in that house and need to be met. And this woman listened to the voice of the Holy Spirit, and she obeyed, and she came to my house and dumped food on there. Live every single day. And don't just live one day at a time. Praise the Lord. Live one day at a time. I had a friend who was coming from Africa, and I remember he's a very good friend of mine. He said, I'm coming to bring my children to go to university in Portsmouth, I think, something like that. And I said, can you pick me up from Heathrow Airport and you take me there? And I could not say no, because this guy, he asked for me and then to go there. And I didn't have money, because to drive from Birmingham to Heathrow is about £60 to pay, okay, for fuel. And I had this Rover, you know, Rover 600, the old, very old car. I didn't trust much this car. And I said yes anyway. I said to Pamela, I don't have money for fuel, okay? But anyway, I'll just go. So I decided to go, drive all the way to Heathrow, pick them up from Heathrow, and drive another 3 hours back to, I think, Portsmouth, about another 3 hours drive, Petersburg, something like that. And drive all the way there. And I said to him, now, thank you, my friend, I'm about to go. Because it was just a favor to him. And I decided, I'm going home now. I spend all the money. I have nothing left in the account. And this gentleman, when you know how to live a day at a time, and when you know how to, you know the God you serve, it's so amazing. This gentleman, he opened his wallet and gave me £540 in cash. And I'm thinking, he keep counting. I said, that's enough, man. He keep continue kind of thing. No, that's also enough. 400. I know that's enough. And then 500. And then the fourth one. And he handed over to me. I'm thinking, are you serious, man? If you only knew, I spent all the money to come here. And how amazing God knows. He said, he knew. You spend all the money of my son. I'm going to restore everything. Not once. He gave me more than five times what I spent. When you learn how to live your life depending on God, you know, day at a time, God will provide all your need. Why worry? Don't worry. Jesus said, don't worry. Another, don't worry. Three times he said, don't worry. Because you're the child of the Most High God. Hallelujah. The last one is this. There are real challenges God wants us to pursue, and worry and keep us from them. I'll repeat that while I'm closing. There are real challenges God wants us to pursue, and worry and keep us from them. You know, I worry to preach sometimes, okay? But I know the reason I worry, because the enemy does not want me to achieve what God has in store for me. Bless the Lord. Amen. And the reason he wants you to worry much is because God, he has something in store for you and me. God, he has a plan and purpose for all of us here. Now, that worry for you not to attempt anything is the enemy. Because God has got something in store for all of us. Guess one thing. If I decided to worry about me coming in front of here, do you think I'll be preaching or no? I need to ignore that worry and say, Lord, I'm going to go anyway. Worry can stop you to become what God has created you to be. Worry can stop you to become what God has created you to be. Hallelujah. It's so powerful. And maybe God has called you to do something, and the reason you don't do it because you worry what other people will say. They'll talk. Maybe God has given you a talent to sing or to play drums in our church here. Or maybe to serve people. Or maybe to be in the hospitality team. Because of worry, you say, what people will think about me. Trust me, we all worry, but we hand over to the Lord. Hallelujah. Because he told me not to worry. And as long as on my side, I can never be defeated. Hallelujah. And I'm going to live according to the word of God. Be a follower. Praise the Lord. Father in heaven, thank you for your word. And as your word come to change your life, Father, I pray every single one of us who are sitting here today, their life will be transformed, Almighty God. Those who have been imprisoned by worry, Father, I pray, Father, you set them free in Jesus' name. Because the Bible says the truth shall set you free. And right now the word say that you do not worry, because your word said do not worry. And now you empower them not to worry anymore. As they leave this church and they go on, Father, you're going to enable them, Father, to stop worrying from this day forward. If they worry about their children, Father, teach them how to hand over to you, Father. If they worry about their finances, Father, teach them that if they can depend on you, you're going to provide for them. Lord, I pray in every situation, Father, when they start to worry, Father, let them know you are the God of the universe. You are the God who created all everything that is in it, Father. I pray, Father, that you show yourself to them. You are the beginning and the end and the Alpha and the Omega in our life, Almighty God. Take control of our life, Father. We don't want to just say we surrender to you with our lips, but we want to surrender to you with all our heart, Father. Take over. Take control, Father. And I pray peace over these people this morning. When they came into this church, Father, was full of water. Father, I pray peace over them. Joy over them, Father. And you're also going to meet all their need. In Jesus' name, Father, I pray. And I believe it is done. Hallelujah. God bless you.